This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Detroit Lions fan that has spoken.
All right.
From the 309, Lions to the playoffs have an easy schedule coming up and just signed Everson Griffin. Yay or nay, fellas? By the way, only yays accepted. So I'll leave that to you. They beat my Cardinals. And by the way, Derek, did you notice what's on YouTube right now? Have you looked at our YouTube?
No,
you have to sneak around and look and see what I placed. You may have to stand up. You see where I well placed an Arizona Cardinals flag right there? No. It's up in front of you.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You know what? We need to start selling that to advertisers, Trevor.
Because flag space on the YouTube.
Yeah. And I left the block eye. So you still see the Illinois block eye, but then I had to throw in my Arizona Cardinals flag just for the heck of it because we're going to talk some NFL. I'm going to get all piped up. When should I do that?
You'll probably be inspired after I tell you this.
Oh.
So there's an article from the Chicago Sun-Times that says Pritzker IDPH put high school basketball season on hold. That is his quote. As with sports in the fall, nothing is canceled. Just put on hold until we're through the thick of this pandemic.
Okay, yeah, okay. I see right through you, Governor. We're just going to put it on hold, kind of like high school football is on hold until February or whatever. I think February? I don't know. Look, we don't get into that very often. We don't get into that much, but it just, I don't know. It is what it is, and the numbers
no
are
surprise.
Going up. No, it's not.
No surprise.
I was going to coach again the eighth grade team, basketball, and I, from the start, assumed that that won't happen. I just feel like, you know, junior high, and I get it. I totally get this, that junior high is junior high, right? I mean, high school those are the kids that deserve to play. Junior high, you still got four more years, so, you know, take it what it is.
Let me give you another good segue to what you're about to do. What's not good for Illinois recruiting is its top players leaving the state.
Eef.
One of them who would be in 2023, so a sophomore, Jeremy Fears.
Okay.
Is at Joliet West, or was, decided he wasn't going to wait out and figure out or, you know, not find out about playing basketball, so he transferred to La Lumiere in Indiana, and it would not be surprising if other players, I mean, you don't even have to be a top player in the state to say, hey, I'm leaving Illinois to play somewhere else.
Sure.
But especially to like prep schools or some of those national teams that travel around, and that's not good for
not at all
the home state program.
So in other words, this ruling of the no high school sports could actively hurt Illinois' recruiting chances.
Yeah, or does it help it?
Well, I'm not sure how.
Does it help it?
Well, Curbelo's not from Illinois.
Oh,
in terms of looking for talent outside the
Kofi's
state,
Kofi's not from Illinois. Goody's not from Illinois. I mean, I know there's plenty from Illinois. I don't know. Maybe you're leading right into my thing that maybe it could help it.
But we just spent a lot of time talking about
Demonte
Williams, Adam Miller, Iowa. Exactly. But I know what you're doing.
No. I'm literally just kidding.
The communication on this has been horrible.
It has.
I mean, look, you know where I stand on the safety aspect of it.
And I totally get it.
But the reports that the governor's office has given the IHSA zero time. They're basically finding out as we find out. There's coaches and kids doing practices and then just suddenly being told to stop.
Right.
I mean, it's a joke, the lack of communication between the IHSA and the governor's office on this. I don't understand how he can't lay it out more plainly.
Yep.
I would honestly rather him just say what he's trying to say, even if it wadded you off to the point where you were going to march on his doorstep or whatever. I'd rather he just say it.
Just say it.
Because the whole back and forth and the ambiguity and the we'll revisit this in 2 months, that's not helping anybody.
No, not at all. And you see outside things happening now. Like, for instance, I think junior high cross country, there is an outside
source that is having in Chillicothe. They're having a actual kind of quote unquote unofficial state meet and inviting all the sectional winners. I believe I'm not 100% accurate on this, but they're inviting a lot of the winners, girls and boys in junior high, the teams up to Chillicothe. I think it's next weekend or it's no, I think the first, yeah, it'd be next weekend, right? First weekend of November. I don't know. That's like deer hunting season. But anyway, they're inviting so to basically they're going to do a is quasi the word quasi state title. So, I mean, you might be starting to see more of that, right? And of course, you get into the and I don't want to go down this hole, but of course, this year, like you know, my son didn't play travel baseball this past year, and he didn't get to play pony ball. But of course, a lot of travel teams went on and played. And then the biggest issue, I think, for everyone is to look right, to look left, to look up, and to look down, theoretically, up as in north to Michigan and Minnesota and such, and down as in south, and to see every other state bordering you playing. And then you're not, and you kind of get to the point where it's like, well, why are we so special in the other way? Like, what do you know that nobody else knows? But I don't know. I don't like going down that rabbit hole.
That's what I mean about the transparency, though, and this is the same thing with Kevin Warren. I don't even care if it turns out the doctor Kevin Warren was listening to is a crackpot. Just tell me exactly what you heard and
exactly.
From who so that I can at least understand how you came to that decision. But when you just, like, duck every interview and then you say, well, I don't know, it's one of those things, like, that doesn't
help.
I'd rather him just say, well, I heard from this guy
sure.
who told me this.
Give me facts.
And even if you go, well, that's not true, what's he getting that from? At least we know what he heard that made him decide that.
That is a fair point, Trevor. It really is. And, of course, we worried about sports in general, and now you've gone through an entire NHL and NBA season, granted, in a bubble, which was huge. You went through a Major League Baseball season. You got one or two games left. They're going to crown a World Series champion. And, yeah, you had your pitfalls in that. We, as a local affiliate, understood that with the St. Louis Cardinals, and you had the Marlins, and you had some other little hiccups, but certainly baseball got through it. So far, the NFL has gotten through it. College football, for the most part, I know they've had to cancel some games, move some games, but for the most part, they've gotten through it. Now, then again, if you're on the other side of that coin, you hear that Graham Mertz, the quarterback of Wisconsin, who just lit you apart, is now out for 21 days, which essentially is what, 3 weeks? Three games? I don't know how it stands with where, you know, where it starts and if he could play that fourth game, in other words. But now, you know, like Nebraska doesn't have to play Graham Mertz now because he's got COVID.
Right.
And so I guess there's the other side of that,
There's
too.
Some doubt that that game's going to be played. Somebody tweeted a few hours ago.
Oh, really? The Wisconsin-Nebraska?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there is just a difference between, obviously, professional, but even college. But
no
not
doubt.
Even I'm not
no
even
doubt.
Talking about compensation and all that. I'm talking about the ability as far as testing. So we know that Graham Mertz is positive because he's being constantly tested by the Big Ten regulations. If you're going to play a high school game, you might play five players who have it because are you going to have the means?
Yeah.
Or are the resources going to be provided to where every high school team, before they play a game, are going to be tested?
That's fair.
I don't think they can have that volume right now, right?
Right. It'd be hard. It'd be hard to figure out.
I'm not sitting here arguing for
no
basketball.
Yeah, right. I think, I mean.
But you're right.
I would look at it different probably if my son was going to be a senior. You know, I've always said, like with Lucas, who's now in college, but his senior year of athletics was very important to me. I mean, his last round of golf, as funny as this is going to sound, when I knew at sectionals that he probably wasn't going to advance to state and he's on his last hole and I'm way down the fairway from him and I'm crying because I'm like, that's it. That's the last time I'm going to watch him play athletics except for maybe beer die out at Arizona State, which I still can't figure that game out. Although he did tell me that I've got decent hands, and he said we could win the father-son Arizona State beer die title. I'm like, well, that's something to shoot for. And he goes, then he looks at me and he goes, but you need to lose about 20. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's the motivation I needed because I want to dominate Arizona State beer die championship. But, you know, it means a lot. It means a lot to not only the player, not only the girl or boy that's a senior in high school, but also to the parents and the grandparents. I mean, it means a lot. It means a lot to watch. And
I know I probably am on one end of the scale in terms of loving sports compared to maybe a lot of people, but that was always, I would wake up, speaking of waking up on a dreary day, if I knew that Lucas was playing any kind of an athletic event or Andrew playing any kind of an athletic event, I bounded out of bed. I could not wait. And I don't live through my kids. I don't need them to be great. I was great. Wait, wow. Wait. Oh, wow. Why did you guys immediately start laughing?
You did say was.
Yeah, right. No. There was never a was greater. Maybe decent would be more like my athletic ability.
Serviceable.
That is correct. But, you know, I just loved that. I loved it, and it was fun, and I knew how much joy it gives my boys. And so that's fun, and I hate it. I just want to know. I totally agree.
If I were an athlete, I would understand the safety aspect. I wouldn't want to hurt somebody who was in the stands or going home to a grandma or something, but I just want to know.
Yep.
Tell me we're starting on March 23rd. All hell would break loose because that'd be super annoying, but just tell me.
Yep.
Because then I'll have time to get over it. Don't say we're gonna put a hold on this. We're going to wait 2 months. We'll revisit this.
Right.
That's just so ambiguous.
Right. You said March 23rd, and for a split second, literally like a neurosecond, I thought it was March. And I thought, oh, my gosh, we're already through winter. But, see, I don't want to miss the Illinois basketball season.
You say, you know what music comes on in March?
Oh.
When you go to commercial break.
I don't know if we have it.
We've got it. Are we going to get it this year?
Oh.
We have to.
It's going to be there.
Lexington, Kentucky.
There's no way they lose out on that money 2 years in a row.
Tonight, the number one seed in the Midwest, the Fighting Illini of Illinois, Brad Underwood. Welcome in the New Mexico Lobos.
Okay, all right, I could see that.
Solid first round game.
Wait, that would mean they were a 16 seed.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. That'd be they were the 8 or 9. That'd be round 2. How about that? Yeah. All right, so I've got to get this off my chest because I wanted to do this like 2 or 3 weeks ago when Derek wrote an article for Illini Inquirer, and it was an article on Bryce Hopkins. That's your guy. That's your guy, according to Jeremy. So now, keep in mind.
I did say that he's one of my guys as far as as a prospect.
My guy was Jalen Brunson, and he didn't come to Illinois. So, I mean, you don't have to
be
ashamed.
I've taken some heat for my guys not ending up here in Champaign. But.
So it wasn't the fact of, you know, the recruitment essentially – Bryce Hopkins verbaled or committed, that is, to Louisville, and then that didn't work out. So then he opened it back up, and of course, Illinois got involved again.
That was back in August.
Okay.
Is when he decommitted.
And then it came down to essentially 4 schools, Kentucky, Illinois, Providence, and
Indiana.
So you do a story, and you talk to his father. And by the way, I'm not implicating you on any of this.
I think the story you're referencing is Brian Snell wrote that article.
Oh, Brian Snell did. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to dodge it.
No.
I know exactly what
And I want to make sure that nobody faults Derek for this, for my rant. This has nothing to do with Derek. He just does his job. So certainly, you know, you're not the one that, that was a Brian Snell article. And essentially it was an interview with Bryce's dad about the 4 schools, and essentially the second time around saying, you know, what do you like about each school? You see those all the time, right? I always laugh when there's a kid that has like 9 schools and he somehow is able to rip off 9 good things about those schools and they're all different. I'm like, that alone is some athletic ability. So you sit there and you see, well, Providence, coach, whatever, has been unbelievable for us. Kentucky, well, it's Kentucky. I mean, you know, Coach Calipari's given us a chance. Yeah, everybody dreams of playing in Kentucky. Indiana, well, we really like what Coach Archie's doing over there, you know, this and that and everything. How about Illinois? Well, you know, the second time around, they've done okay. And I sat there, and it just absolutely fired me up one day. Now, I stay out of the recruiting thing for the most part. I let you guys handle it. I get upset. Inside, I get upset about it. I get mad when Chicago kids don't come to Illinois, mainly because when they do, it works. And so I get upset thinking, why don't they come down? I mean, did they see what D. Brown did? He was the face of college basketball for a team that played for a national title. So I take it personal when in reality I shouldn't, because there's no reason why they need to come play for the state school when you could play for a Kentucky or a Duke. And so the gist of this is the fact that the majority of the really, really top-notch players in the state of Illinois don't come to Illinois. Like a Max Christie, I don't think ever even... does he even know we're around? Does he know that Illinois is in the Big Ten?
No. Well, he knows about the Big Ten because he's going to Michigan State.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just one of those where, you know, you get guys like that, or you guys that go to Duke, or guys that go to Kentucky. So, and it is what it is. So I got fired up, and I just wanted to, it's basically not calling out the young man Bryce Hopkins. It's calling out his dad for what basically just absolutely ticked me off. Now, I've got to find it, first of all. And here we go. So now I get to do an all piped up. You may have to tell me where to start here because I always forget on this. So here we go.
Oh, you're about to go blasphemous. That is blasphemous. How dare you say such a thing? That is insanity.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Okay. Now, this entire Bryce Hopkins recruitment has to be fired up, as I just mentioned. You see, it's a stud Chicago recruit that 9 times out of 10 passes on Illinois. I don't need to go down the list. You're very aware of the recruits that take off for greener pastures and whatever. It's their choice. And for some, it's worked out well. Jalen Brunson, my guy. Derrick Rose, worked out there. For others, well, maybe not so well. Cliff Alexander, Khalil Whitney at Kentucky. The annoying part of this one was the second go-around after Hopkins decided Louisville wasn't the best spot and he opened up his recruiting again. Illinois jumped all in and from the sounds of things made a strong push for the young man. Of course, all along, the Illini faithful feared the Kentucky impact, and that's exactly what happened. Hey, once again, a blue blood won out. It's called a trend, which means it's going to keep happening. What really got my goat was the response from Bryce's father when talking about the 4 teams that had the final shot. He spoke glowingly about 3 of the schools. But when it came to Illinois, he made sure to point out that, quote, Brad Underwood had done a much better job the second time around in recruiting Bryce. Yeah, the same Brad Underwood who was basically working to secure a class of Adam Miller and Andre Curbelo, but obviously not doing enough for Bryce and his family. Well, zippity-doo-dah! You see, this is a one-way street. And the recruit and the family own all the leverage. Brad Underwood can't come out with some snarky statement about Bryce Hopkins because that would be the kiss of death to not only that recruit, but possibly others in the future. This was Hopkins' dad thinking he needed to get the final salvo to Underwood in Illinois, a baby, about maybe not recruiting his son as hard as they should have the first time around. P.S. Never mind that Kentucky basically slow-played Bryce Hopkins the second time while Illinois did the opposite, doing everything they could to get him to commit the second time. Kentucky finally decided they wanted him, and the family was all too excited to jump on board. Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Hopkins, because Underwood and the slew of coaches before him really owe Chicago that respect. In fact, I'm going to believe that Underwood and Illinois actually did a pretty good job recruiting Hopkins the first time, but the flashy name of Louisville won out. So... second time comes, Illinois really latches on, given that second chance. Again, 9 out of 10, Illinois coaches work their tails off for a Chicago recruit, only to come in second, third, or fourth. And you know what? That's fine. It happens. It's college recruiting. Luckily, the D Browns and the IOs of the world would say yes on occasion, and magically, Illinois is a top 10 school when they do. Isn't that crazy? Yes, Chicago, you can win at a high level at Illinois. But on this recruitment, the dig just had to be placed. I've heard from a few people that Bryce's dad's a cool guy. Maybe he is. But when it comes to the final salvo, this cool guy went bush league on Underwood in Illinois. Brad can't say it, and he wouldn't. So I will. Be better. It's easy to win a mud-throwing contest when you're the only one entered. Woo. There it is. Man. I'm out of breath. I'm out of shape. I'm out of breath. I'm tired of it.
I think the College of Aces text line is going to enjoy that one.
That's all piped up. Let's get to the NFL when we return. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Get a showroom tap. Designer Shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
Dalmore Boys and Girls Club's annual Dancing with the Stars Gala is set for Friday, November 6th. This year's event will be a virtual online broadcast, and we have a great group of local celebrity dancers. We need your support now more than ever. You can help the Boys and Girls Club keep its doors open for kids during these difficult times. Go to dmbgc.org to support our dancers and our kids. Information to join us online for Dancing with the CU Stars on November 6th can be found at dmbgc.org.
Fighting Illini football is right around the corner, and although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign or 6th and Green in Campustown, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm Mike Kessel, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we focus on what's important to you. We use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact us, 217-352-0117. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign and officially get to a better state with State Farm. Visit Kurt Lenshaw today.
Hi, this is Dan Moyson, president of Simplified Computers. COVID-19 has changed the way we work, study, and play. The virus is ripping across the country, but the little culprit will not win. Simplified Computers remains dedicated to helping you work safely. We offer in-store and curbside service 7 days a week. We are a one-stop computer sales, repair, and consulting company. Come see us today at 901 South Neal Street or online at simplifiedcomputers.com or at 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Are you in the market for a new home? You don't have to settle for just the 3 or 4 loan products that many banks offer. Hi, I'm Joni Utenage, mortgage lender with Molitor Financial Group right here in Champaign. Unlike most banks, with just one application and one credit pull, I can shop the top wholesale lenders in the nation to find the best loan product for you. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
NMLS number 689931. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Areawide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Areawide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
Pia's.com.
Pia's opens every morning daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Hi, I'm Craig McDonald with the McDonald Group Real Estate Group, but we're not talking real estate today. We started a podcast called Champagne with Craig. Make no mistake, I love this community and those that make it great. We will have lively topics, amazing people that don't get enough credit for what they do in our community. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast channel, Champagne with Craig. That's spelled C-R-E-G, C-R-E-G, Champagne with Craig. I hope you listen.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Oh, I know that. Back on the drive, time to talk some NFL, but first...
some Busey. Here we go. As we observe National Cybersecurity Awareness Month in October, Busey empowers you to take an active role in protecting your privacy. 17.6 million Americans are victims of identity theft a year. Two-thirds of identity theft victims reported a direct financial loss as a result. What dangers do you face? How about hacking? Your computer, smartphone, tablets? They could all be at risk. How about social engineering? Thieves will email, call, or text pretending to be someone else. Now, how do you protect, then, your finances? Well, password protect your devices. Use unique, complicated passwords. Never log into financial accounts or shop online on a public Wi-Fi. And use antivirus software that can help detect and protect against cyber criminals. With constant changes in technology, there are always new risks. The best way to protect yourself is to be proactive. Check out Busey. Member FDIC.
I won in rock, paper, scissors.
So you did.
That's just what happened in the break. Around the NFL week 7, and you're going to... we don't have to talk about the Bears again, right? I don't see it on this list. I think we got that out of the way. Right off the bat.
Should we, or do we have to mention them a little bit in case somebody in the 4 hour?
We have time.
Yeah, they weren't really listening maybe in the 4 hour because they were working. But it's up to you.
If you watch, there's nothing really to say. You could argue.
I totally agree. All right, Trevor Valise, you're going to take us around the NFL.
Still got to make that music.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to start with Arizona and Lante's Arizona Cardinals. They won 37-34 in overtime against the Seahawks, picked off Russell Wilson after missing a field goal,
boom,
then made the field goal, and they get her done. They're 2-0 against the Niners and Seahawks so far this year.
Isn't that crazy? When you look at that division where you have the Rams and Cardinals are 5-2, the Seahawks are, what, 5-1, I think, and yep, then the Niners are 5-2?
4-3.
Okay. Yeah. There's some good teams in that division. And you're right. Arizona's already beaten Seattle and San Francisco. So a lot of games still left to play in that division, no doubt, for Arizona. Listen, Isaiah Williams, by the way, was the guy that picked off that pass. Remember him?
Isaiah Simmons.
Isaiah Williams. Were we just talking about him yesterday?
Yeah, we talked a lot of line of football yesterday.
Yeah, we did. So I think that's what Isaiah Simmons, thank you, the number eight pick in the draft, who can't get to the field for some reason for Arizona. Well, he was in that one due to injuries and just basically people tired. Look,
what a win for Arizona. Cliff Kingsbury said after the game that that was the worst coach game he's ever manufactured, and I would agree.
This is sounding familiar.
Yeah, there were a lot of things that Kingsbury did not do well in that game, but Arizona found a way, Derek, and that's a huge win for them. 5-2 going into a bye week.
I'll take a terribly coached game when my team scores 37 points. Show me one of those. I'll sign up for one of that.
Amen.
For that one. But Kyler Murray, who struggled with accuracy issues against the Cowboys, and a few weeks before that,
agree,
showed up and made big plays. Yet again, gets a rushing touchdown. He's dynamic with the football in his hands when he decides to make a play. Russell Wilson, and we talked about it. I don't think we did on the show, but his downfield accuracy is just sick.
It's sickening.
It's just otherworldly, but he did make a few mistakes that I don't see Russell Wilson make. He just lofted the ball out there a couple of times.
Weird.
The pick to Simmons, the pick to Buda Baker where he gets caught by the Terminator. But what a huge, huge win for Arizona.
I did not think, guys, that Arizona, because the start of the season had a pretty easy schedule, and I did not believe that Arizona was that good. I felt like they still had a year before they could really start to challenge. And maybe that's still the case. But that win against the Seahawks gives it a lot of credibility that this team can challenge right now.
I want to give that defense some credit. Now, I know that's you're going to look at it, and they got lit up as far as points go. Now, Dre Kirkpatrick was on 1 foot guarding Tyler Lockett.
Crazy.
And you win that game. I mean, he got destroyed.
He did.
But credit to Patrick Peterson, statement game for him, the way he shut down DK Metcalf.
Hmm.
And that Cardinals defense got after Wilson late in that game with a lot of blitzing. And if you look at some of their analytics, their DVOA, and that's a efficiency rating for defense.
Is that where you get your license at?
Going into that game, the Cardinals were ninth in the league.
Wow.
So I think we looked at it going into the season or even early on. Is this one of the worst defenses in football? It's not.
It's not. And a lot of injuries with a guy like Chandler Jones out for the year. They had guys named Vejo or whatever his name is. I'm like, who is this? And he was putting pressure on the quarterback. Had a sack of Russell Wilson. Just a good showing. Good showing by Arizona.
Not a good showing by the Falcons, but is anybody surprised?
Ugh.
Try and figure this one out. The Falcons would have won the game if they had not scored a touchdown, but Todd Gurley goes into the end zone when he should have just gone down.
My boy!
So the Lions get a chance with the ball. They go down the field. They win the game 23-22.
Can I say this? Matt Ryan has been sneaky good this year, and so has Todd Gurley, and so has Calvin Ridley. Guess what? That means the offense has been pretty good. And guess what? That means the defense is really bad. This is a game that if you're an Atlanta fan at this point in the season, you're happy you lost. So you're kind of rooting on Todd Gurley to go ahead and score and let Detroit come down and win it. Credit to Matthew Stafford for that last drive. Incredible drive. And the winning touchdown to Hockenson, Iowa kid. Well, Iowa player. I'm sure he's from Illinois. But, you know, I mean, that was a big win for Detroit. That kind of keeps him and this kind of slim, if you will, playoff hopes alive.
I think they're going to hang around. And they got a game at home against the Colts this week that I'm not saying they're not going to be favored to win,
right,
but they'll have an opportunity to do so. It'll be interesting. But Todd Gurley is that dang loyal to his fantasy owners.
Boom.
And to me, who stood up for him, even with Brad Evans on the line.
You think he scored the touchdown and he kind of pointed up the skyline? That's for you, Pipes.
He just couldn't keep himself out of the end zone. I looked it up last night. Todd Gurley, my friends, is eighth.
Is he?
As far as running backs. Eighth most fantasy points.
Wow.
Out there.
Of course, 12 of them are injured.
Yeah, okay. Don't rain on this parade.
Don't do McCaffrey to me, Lon. Don't do Saquon Barkley to me, Lon. You're right, though. Todd Gurley.
He's doing some things. He's getting in the end zone.
Right.
He had 14 touchdowns last year.
So he
finds a way to score.
That's impressive.
These two teams found a way to score. Browns 37, Bengals 34. Baker started 0-for-5 with an interception, but then after that he was really good. Joe Burrow also really great.
Really good.
The Browns hang on to win 37-34.
I think Baker Mayfield was 22-for-23 to end that game, or something like that. And I give the Browns credit. This is a game, Derek Piper, that they lose every year, right? It's the Browns. Now, granted, you're playing the Bengals, who also figure out ways to lose games. Joe Burrow is going to be a star. 4 touchdowns, I think, in this game. I know he threw for over 400 yards. Tyler Boyd and he have hooked up. They really connect. But I get Baker Mayfield playing without OBJ, playing without Nick Chubb. I know it's the Bengals, and Joe Burrow has this team a lot more credible, and I think Cincinnati is going to be a fun team to watch for a couple of seasons as they get better. But I give credit to the Browns. In a weird way, I'm pulling for the Browns because for so many years, my Cardinals were just like that, and I kind of want to see the Browns have some success. So kudos to Baker, a guy that is also playing injured. He really stepped up in that game and led Cleveland to a big win. And again, a win that normally in the past they would have lost.
Yeah, that's a good point. And he threw an absolute dime to Donovan Peoples-Jones along the sideline for that to be a touchdown.
Name of the year, right?
Steal that. Yeah, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Michigan guy. To steal that one away from the Bengals. You got to feel bad a little bit for Joe Burrow.
Agree.
He's putting up these kind of numbers, and he's just not winning football games. Plus, he has absolutely no offensive line. But you can't help but watch him, even watch Justin Herbert, and be like, there's some really good football coming up for those rookie quarterbacks. We're going to see Tua this week as well. But, yeah, Baker, I saw even Bleacher Report last week put up a tweet of stats comparisons between Baker and Trubisky. So if you don't think Baker's under a lot of heat and scrutiny right now, that was a thing.
Wow.
We'll see how he does going forward without Odell.
I had no idea. And Odell Beckham Jr. tears his ACL. He's out for the season. Next up, Steelers 27, Titans 24. This game actually wasn't close for the large majority of the game. Titans come back, but Steelers hang on. It's the only reason I ever puke anymore in life is just because of the Steelers. That's the only reason I ever puke. Of course, the Titans would miss a makeable 40-some yard field goal to tie the game and send it to overtime because Steelers. You know, it's funny when we just get done talking about the Browns and Bengals and two quarterbacks there, especially Joe Burrow. Ben Roethlisberger just keeps playing, man. And I mean playing, like, at a high level. And you wonder, like, how many years has he played? 18? It's not that many. What, 12, 13, 14? I mean, he just continues to play at a high level. Juju actually did something. They're running the football with James Conner. It's the stinking Steelers. They don't lose. They've had, like, 4 losing seasons in my entire 50-year life.
Yeah, the Steelers are really good.
I hate talking about them every week.
They were blowing the Titans off the field.
Ugh.
Ben threw a couple of picks. He ended up having 3 in the game, and that kind of let them back in it. Steelers did a great job of limiting Derrick Henry. I know he ended up with about 20 carries for 75 yards.
But isn't that such a Steelers line?
Yeah, for Henry's caliber, and knowing that's just the identity of the Titans, that's really big for them. So their defense is great. They are going to miss Devin Bush in the middle, but they got a lot going for them in a big game against Baltimore this week.
Big. Pittsburgh figured out about 50 years ago that defense wins, and they've held to that for 50 years.
Saints 27, Panthers 24. I didn't watch a second of this game, but it was a back-and-forth game, and the Saints win by a field goal.
Guess what? I didn't watch a second of this game, but it sounds like, according to Trevor, it was a back-and-forth game, and the Saints won by a field goal. I did not see
it. I didn't watch the game either.
Oh, boy.
Another close win for the Saints. They had beaten the Chargers by 3. They beat the Panthers by 3, the Chargers by 3 before that, the Lions by 6. So like you said earlier in the show, they haven't necessarily been super impressive.
Mm-mm.
But
they'll figure a way to get in the playoffs, right?
They'll play the Bears this weekend. So
is that this weekend?
Yeah.
Bears-Saints?
In Chicago.
I think Bears win that one.
Oh.
Yep. Trevor?
Can I mention one quick point?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Trevor and I have talked a ton about Pagano's defense. The Rams are short passing. Like, that's all they do. Short passing, little jet sweeps, motion. It's kind of gimmicky, to be honest with you.
Right.
The Saints, like, invented short passing.
Yes, they did.
Or it seems like that with Drew Brees. Kyle Fuller plays 10 yards off the ball. I think they'll just dink and dunk
all day
against the Bears.
And you know Michael Thomas will play in this one and he'll go 12 for 180 and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, and Kamara will have 100 yards on the ground and 100 yards to the air.
And the Bears' secondary is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Decent?
Yeah.
Jalen Thompson having a pretty good... Is that his name?
Jalen Johnson.
Jalen Johnson?
Yeah, pretty good. It's just a schematical issue with that defense, I'm telling you.
I just throw out names. Go ahead, Tim. Bills 18, Jets 10. The Jets cover.
Yeah.
The Bills win.
Well, of course, because we said they wouldn't. Did you guys bet that game?
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, no!
Actually, I was mean to not say that on the air, that I didn't follow through. And
I ran out of money.
Go against all of our consensus picks. Well, I did the math. We actually would have lost.
Oh, okay.
So our picks were better than the pick against our picks.
Okay, good. I'm glad you did that.
That made me feel good.
Okay.
But
except we would have gotten the Jets.
I was going to text you that we just hated, I did, physically. Like, you could see it on my face.
Yes.
Hated the idea of betting the Jets and betting Washington, and both of those won and cashed.
So here's what we'll do this week. We'll wait until we see Piper really get fed up with a certain line, and then we're going all of our money on that game. I think that works perfect. Bill's not impressive, but they get the win, and that's all that matters in the NFL. A win is a win is a win.
Yeah, Josh Allen needs to play a little bit better.
Yes.
They're playing the Patriots, who we'll talk about them here in a second. Not looking great, but he's really taking a step back after we were talking MVP through the first like four or five games.
Yeah, big time.
We needn't spend too much time on this one. The Washington football team 25, the Cowboys 3. Andy Dalton nearly decapitated in that game.
Oh,
he's taken off the field. They're playing some guy who transferred to a D3 school.
Ugh.
The Cowboys are just, yikes.
WFT. Oh, wait, that's the Washington football team. Guys, the Dallas Cowboys. It's on us for making them maybe better than what we thought they were. And I don't mean the three of us. I mean on, it's Dallas. They're always going to be talked about. They're always going to be the headline. Without Dak, without all these offensive linemen, that is a killer for them. But yuck, 25-3. Yes.
They're a disaster.
Zeke was not good either.
No,
but.
And I...
Well, they know he's the only.
They don't have an offensive line,
right?
And that's the thing where their offense, when healthy, is as good as any in the NFL, and they showed that early on when
they
were able to manage to win a football game. But defensively, they had a lot of issues that we didn't talk about in the offseason, and it's showing itself. Also, not a doesn't look like a super well coached football team, but it's hard to place it all on McCarthy when they don't have dudes.
Those injuries, man. Yeah. All right.
Packers 35, Texans 20. Packers bounce back. Aaron Rodgers looks good. Pretty much a boring game here.
I didn't see any of this game either, and that's crazy because this would have been a game you'd circle and say, I can't wait to see Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers, but it was a bounce back for Green Bay, and they got it done.
I cursed myself as much as Dave Williams probably cursed DeMonte for not betting this game because it was just... the ideal bounce back spot for Green Bay. But when I saw that Aaron Jones wasn't going to play, that Bakhtiari was out there, really talented left tackle, it's like, well, maybe it won't. No.
And see, that is wise thinking. That's what ticks me off about betting. There's not one thing you did wrong there with that thought process. Aaron Jones isn't playing. Their best offensive lineman isn't playing. I don't feel good about this. So you don't bet it. And what happens? They still cover. I mean, you did everything right, Derek.
It's just, I should have, I kind of overthought it. Because it should have boiled down to Aaron Rodgers is on an unreal level. How was he a game manager last year?
I don't know.
Absolutely no clue.
I don't know.
As long as they went out, oh, they got him a bunch of weapons. No, they didn't.
No.
But he has Davante Adams. That's really all he needs.
I think from now on, I just came up with something, Trevor. From now on, I'm going to look at every game that I bet, and whoever has the best quarterback, I'm just taking that line. I don't care what the line is. In other words, if a team is a 10-point underdog, but their quarterback is better than the other guys, so let's say the Bears were playing somebody, I don't know, the Jets, and I think Sam Darnold is better than Nick Foles, I'm going to bet the better quarterback from now on. I'm going to see how I do there. Now, when I lose all that, I'll be like, well, now I need something else.
But you need a large sample size of that before you can declare that a bad strategy.
You're right.
You do that for like 3 weeks.
Okay, I'll do that. Because so far it works with Lamar and Patrick.
I mean, yes.
It's my thing.
And finally, 49ers 33, Patriots 6.
Whoa.
Yikes. Patriots losing back-to-back weeks. They were favored by 2 and end up losing by 27.
Well, do not tell Bart Scott on ESPN Radio that Cam Newton had a bad game. Because I guess, according to Bart, you're not supposed to rip on Cam Newton
And I heard that this week and about threw up in my truck. But somehow the 49ers just absolutely just, wow, how weird is it to see Belichick team lose 33-6? And that was at home.
This one fooled me.
That it matters, I guess, with crowds, but.
Right, but still playing at home. I get it. Cam Newton didn't have a week to practice against the Broncos, yeah. And they looked terrible, but they're not going to go to 2-4, not against Jimmy G. You think
no.
Belichick's going to let Jimmy G come back into New England and say, ha-ha, what'd you get rid of? Nah, not that Jimmy G played.
No, he didn't do that right. Two picks, right?
Either, but the Patriots offense,
wow.
As I kind of brought up in the offseason, they don't have weapons. And when Cam's playing like that, the last two games, no touchdowns, five picks, they're brutal.
They're brutal. I mean, bad. And you guys said it. I didn't believe you. I said they'd be 500 or better. I don't even know what they are now.
2-4.
2-4. So, not good. All right, Trevor, thank you. I don't know that we have time to go around the Big Ten. We'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe a next question, Big Ten. That'd be kind of cool. All right, we're back to wrap it up. Oh, no, no, no.
One more game to mention when we come back real quick, the Bucks and Raiders.
Oh, that's right. Let's do it when we come back.
All right.
It's a drive. Tom Brady.
This fall, our choice for Congress is clear. Lobbyist Betsy Londrigan is a Mike Madigan crony. In Springfield, Londrigan lined her pockets with Madigan's dirty insider deals. Then she took nearly $300,000 of Madigan's dirty money to buy a seat in Congress. Londrigan even took campaign cash from lobbyists under federal investigation for corruption and a rape cover-up. A Madigan machine politician, Betsy Londrigan would make Washington worse. There's a better choice. Our Congressman Rodney Davis is getting results for us. Rodney is taking on the big insurance companies to protect everyone with a pre-existing condition. And he's holding the big drug companies accountable to lower our prescription drug costs. And when the pandemic hit, Rodney secured lifeline loans for small businesses, helping to save over 2 million Illinois jobs. Rodney Davis is on our side.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs. With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community. Regularly buying some of your groceries will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop. Donate. Change lives.
Game Day Spirits' huge fall sale is wrapping up, but there's still time for you to take advantage of some awesome deals on Illini gear. Over 100 styles have been marked down 40% off. Great brands such as Nike, Columbia, Champion, Tommy Bahama, and more, all 40% off. You won't find these deals anywhere else. Get a head start on some holiday shopping this year by visiting GameDaySpirit.com and shopping their huge fall sale. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
I think I played this, but I think I always play it. I don't know why. All right, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. We have wrapping things up here, and we're going to mention the Raiders and Buccaneers. Tom Brady.
Yeah, how about that?
He's had some games where you're like, yeah, but man.
Yeah, remember the first week when the Patriots win and Brady throws he's thrown a couple pick sixes,
yeah.
But he throws one against the Saints and looks terrible. And it's like, aha, Belichick won. No.
No.
I get it. Like, Brady has as good of weapons as he's ever had. Throw Antonio Brown in the mix, maybe as good as weapons as we've seen as far as a receiving core when Godwin's healthy with Evans and Brown.
And that's official, by the way.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown.
Godwin had surgery today. Okay. I think on his fingers, going to miss the Giants game. But Brady against the Raiders, 369, four touchdowns.
Wow.
The Bucs have had some big flex moments here against the Packers and the Raiders. I think they're just going to continue to roll.
I agree. And if you remember, I remember it wasn't one of us. It was somebody that covers the NFL, and I think on the NFL Network, had mentioned after that week one, let Bruce Arians figure out the strengths of Tom Brady. Not that, I mean, you've got 20 years to watch the strengths of Tom Brady, but in his offense, to where he doesn't throw those kind of sideline passes, and that was kind of the thing, and now you're starting to see it. I mean, Bruce Arians is a brilliant offensive mind, and of course, Tom Brady, we know he's brilliant. So those two together are starting to click.
Gronk looks good now, too, and that defense is one of the top five in the league if you're not paying attention.
And the running game. You know,
Ronald Jones has looked pretty good.
Ronald Jones has done well. Leonard Fournette had some more carries this week, so he looks healthy again. They're doing enough to keep defenses honest so that Tom Brady can get it done through the air, for sure. So, all right, great stuff today. David Williams, he coaches at Peoria Manual, personally works out guys like Damonte Williams, Adam Miller. That was a fun listen to at 4:30. So make sure you hear that on the podcast, Stevie J, J-A-Y.com. What do we got tomorrow? Round the Big Ten? When do we preview Purdue?
Saturday morning at around 9:30.
Maybe we'll preview Purdue tomorrow. Purdue and Illinois. Let's do it. All right, everybody, have a great night. World Series Game 6 tonight.
Talk about that.
Okay, might have a winner tonight after that. Everybody have a great one. The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.